whatever they request, if they're requesting reimbursement, then that equipment has to be installed and be there.
Okay.
We won't reimburse until the project is finalized. So that's the part that I do, is go out and verify that that equipment is there. So when I write my recommendation to the county commission, that you all can be assured that is checked and that equipment is there. You know, that's been verified.
So three are there and two are going to be ordered?
Yes, sir.
The Empire Park Lift Station and the Recreational Avenue Lift Station.
Okay.
They had to move forward. These other pumps, they are such an integral part of the overall wastewater collection system that they couldn't wait. They had to do that. Whether it's going to put them in a financial issue with the city or not, those pumps had to be replaced.
I guess the reason for my other question was the total amount is at $37,252.53. Mm-hmm. And if it puts them in a financial situation, but am I hearing that you'll wait until the other two are installed and everything before this full amount is refunded, or if you will refund for the three?
We can do partial reimbursements. So I can go down there tomorrow, if we approve this agreement, verify that these three units are in place, and they could submit for reimbursement just for those three. Okay. Then we can go back and address the other two whenever they get those done.
I have no more questions.
Who operates the utility down there?
City does.
City operates it? Uh-huh. I thought you guys are under contract with somebody else to operate it.
OES runs the regional plant.
Okay, but the city portion. City okay. Mm-hmm. And so then are there fees associated with providing sewer that's not part of the regional, but part of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So who receives those? So the city receives those funds?
The city receives those.
And then so you don't have any funds available in that?
We do not. We have just at the point now where we finally straightening out our budget. But these were unexpected. We've already paid for other pumps, but we weren't expecting all of them to have like a domino theory where they would all start going out at the same time. Because we've already spent city funds to replace, I think, four pumps ourselves. And they're expensive.
Does this come from the utility, that the sewer bill that the people pay? Yes. Does this come from that fund? And I believe...
Has there been a rate study done on that lately?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, Rockaway Beach has definitely been active in having a rate study. Yeah. They're probably
two or three years
ago.
Top
entities that stays on top of their rate these days due to the regional plan issues
and
that we've had.
The board just increased the rates. They just went up last month in order to help this situation when we saw it was a problem. The board moved forward with a pretty hefty rate increase, pretty much, and agreed to 5-year increments of the next 5 years to keep the rate so that we can pay for upcoming problems.
Move to approve the City of Rockaway Beach funding agreement. Approve request for the Rockaway Beach lift station pump replacement project by and between Taney County and the City of Rockaway Beach.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
City of Branson funding agreement, public sewer main improvement, Morris Hospitality property.
Okay. I'll read the information report for that project. The City of Branson is requesting approval of the above referenced funding agreement. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $52,000. Morris Hospitality, LLC, is in the process of constructing improvements to their property. These improvements will require the development to relocate an existing 8-inch city sewer main, which is situated on the development property. During the process of relocating the sewer main, the city has agreed to upsize the new main to 24-inch to make accommodations for planned future use, as this upsizing of pipe coincides with future planned improvements of the city's wastewater conveyance system. When the city's Compton Drive facility nears capacity, or at a time determined necessary by the city, the upsized sewer main can be utilized to convey a portion of the sewer flows from the Roark Valley watershed to the Cooper Creek wastewater treatment facility. The city is requesting that this funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2021. The City of Branson's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on June 11th, 2021. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the county commission has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. The request meets the criteria necessary for approval under the sewer sales tax guidelines. And Mr. Kendall Powell's here from the City of Branson, acting director. I think he's on the way to being made full director. I'm not sure on that, but he's here to answer any questions that the commission may have.
Was this already budgeted?
Well, it's one of those that we had some money, and the City of Branson had the Country Bluff project, and they had this one that were smaller projects that we could work in. So we got the money to cover this.
I mean, this was part of the, there was like three projects that you guys went back and.
There's two of them. This
is
one of those two.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's one that you had on the paper when you met with us.
Yes. Yes.
Any other questions?
I don't.
No.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Branson for the public sewer main improvement project, Moore's Hospitality Project, property project funding agreement.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We gave you a little break this morning.
Field dirt agreement, Miranda Saffel.
Devin, is this anything? What? Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Miranda Saffel.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I only have one personal property paid abatement. It's a refund. Abatement number is 300-347. This here's the same vehicle from last week that was on 2020. And this here is 2019. This here is 2019. The vehicle was double assessed.
Just a note, I mean, it must be approved, but if when one goes to be assessed, the first thing you do is you look in to see if they've already been assessed on it, because it would have already been on the original form that was paid in on time, and then that would avoid this if the assessors. Listing that to be corrected. Exhibit A. Move to approve the abatement. Exhibit A. June 28th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Exceeding budget expenditures, resolution 923, number 21-063. Is this the auditor? I have a letter dated June 25th, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the resolution order as to form.
This has to do with the COVID coronavirus relief fund, which we call the 923 fund. Is this because the ARPA money was sent to the same fund?
No. This fund is separate from the ARPA money.
So we kept those separate?
So this, yes.
Okay.
So this fund is going to need to be paid out by July 31st. In the fund, there has been accumulated interest. To follow statute, we are making the fund, or we're putting the funds to be compliant with the expenditures to spend the remaining funds in that budget.
You're saying the revenue was budgeted for, but the expenditures was not?
The budget was for the amount that was...
was given to us, not
was in that
didn't
fund,
include the
but
interest.
It did not include the interest.
This is just a resolution.
So this is a resolution to include the interest.
To fix that problem.
To increase the expenditures.
Okay. You had mentioned you thought we were going to need to do something on another account to amend the budget.
Is it?
Pardon?
Are you talking about the new funds?
If we have to amend the budget on, does it have to be done separate?
This is just a resolution to exceed these expenditures. The amending the budget would be on the lines of the new funds we received.
I apologize, you used to learn. The resolution to exceed the expenditures. If we do it on this, and then we have another one that we're going to exceed the expenditures, will it have to be done separately, or can they be combined?
It would be done separately.
Okay, thank you.
To show each fund that will be exceeding.
Okay.
To my knowledge, there should not be any other funds that will be exceeding.
Okay. You had shared with me that you thought we were going to be exceeding, another department's going to be exceeding their expenditures.
This was it. This was that one. I believe I was talking to you.
Move to approve the resolution and order of the Taney County Commission relating to an increase to the total amount authorized for expenditure from the Coronavirus Relief Fund, also known as the 923 account.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. We'll be in recess. We'll recess upstairs. We're scheduled for budget roundtable discussion. And then we have executive session, 610-021-1 and 3, legal and personnel, and then daily staff review. We'll be in recess, 11:41 a.m.